Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
with a cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. You're defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we're protected by your blood. season that we're in.
Give our lives back to you. So we give our lives back to you. We give it all. Amen. because he leads, you shall leave. Hallelujah.
I'm praising my Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. And we're celebrating our 10th year anniversary, the whole weekend, in the name of Jesus, a time to praise the Lord, to worship him for his goodness, and to say thank you to all of those that are with us. And we just bless God and have been with us. It is all because of all of you that we've come to this far. Hallelujah. The psalmist said we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love, O God. We bless your name. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are great. There is no one greater than you. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless your name. You are I am that I am. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children, our spouses, our nieces, nephews, grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy. Bring down your mercy. Lord, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood that speaketh better than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the holy blood. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak ourselves, tissue, organ systems in the blood of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Let the blood speak for us. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood, the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak, O God. The blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we put on our armor on, oh God. Oh, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, oh Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance this morning. In the name of Jesus, to be with us through this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, through this weekend. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, send your holy angels to minister to us, oh God, to assist us as we go into prayer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels minister to us. Let your holy angels assist us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, for a fresh refilling of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we will pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Pour fresh oil and fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. We pray for refreshing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your lordship over this day. In the name of Jesus, we get under your covering. In the mighty name of Jesus and anointing of the early riser, we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it, according to Job 38:12. We have dominion over the enemy in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 49:14. Lord, make the outgoings of the morning to rejoice in the name of Jesus, according to Psalm 65:8. We receive your loving kindness every morning. We receive your loving kindness every morning, according to Psalm 143:8. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning in the name of Jesus. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, oh God, let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. Let your light break forth in our health in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in our bodies, physical bodies, in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in our spiritual bodies, in our emotions, in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in our finances, in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth, oh God, in every area of our lives, oh God, in our finances, in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in our relationships, in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in his ministry in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your light break forth in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the light break forth in the life of my husband in the name of Jesus. Let your light break forth in the life of our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Let your light, Almighty God, break forth in the lives of those that are listening right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. What do you must say according to Psalm 58:8? Let your light break forth, oh God. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning, according to Isaiah 28:9. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain, upon the earth in the name of Jesus, according to Hosea 6:3. Lord, you visit us every morning, according to Job 7:18. Lord, you are waking our ear, you are waking us morning by morning. You are waking our ear to hear us to learn in the name of Jesus. According to Isaiah 50:4, we'll not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, or the terror that comes at night. Psalm 91:5. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. Lord, release mysteries to us to bring heaven down to the earth. We come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. The holy angels with their flaming swords are battling on our behalf ahead of time. Our appointed times have been declared by God in the heavens. At sunrise, the dawn will give birth to the will of God, and light will shine upon the wickedness to shake it from the heavens. At twilight, our enemies shall flee, and you live on as those who are with us at our destination. Our destiny is inevitable. Oh God, let our prayers reach you this morning. Oh, we command the morning its ears to open and hear our cry. Let conception take place that the Holy Spirit prayers will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do the will of Almighty God. We command the earth to get in place to receive divine heavenly instructions on our behalf. We command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. As our prayers resound and the day breaks, the earth shall yield an increase unto us. We declare the first light has come. The first fruit of our morning is holy, and the entire day is holy. We prophesy the will of God to the morning, so the day spring dawn will know its place in our days. We declare the first light has come. In the name of Jesus, the first light will shake the wickedness from the four corners of the earth. The lines are falling on our behalf in pleasant, sweet, agreeable places. We have a secure heritage. We are strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The holy angels are descending and ascending according to the words we speak. Whatever is born or loose on earth is already born or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, promotions, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed unto us now. We are contagiously blessed as we command the morning and capture the day. Time is being redeemed in the name of Jesus. The people of God have taken authority over the fourth watch of the day. The spiritual areas and highways are being hijacked for Jesus. The atmosphere of the areas over ourselves, our family, our church, workplace, ministry, and neighborhood, city, nation, and the world is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in the times of trouble. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of God. Every demonic agenda, evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception in the name of Jesus. We come into agreement with the sins as we suffer violence. The violence take it by force. No longer will we accept just anything and everything that is drawn to us in our days. We declare the kingdom of God has come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises, let it shine favorably upon the people of God. Daily destiny is our portion because we have no thought for tomorrow. We are riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. Lord, you separated the night and the day. The Lord has given us dominion over all the elements of his hands and the works of his hands. The Lord has given us dominion over all the elements and the works of his hands. He has placed them under our feet because we fear the Lord. The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. We shall tread down the wicked until they become ashes under our feet. We command to walk in this dominion daily. We decree and declare a new day, a new season, a fresh anointing. The ingredients of our destiny are programmed into our days, years, and seasons. We bind every evil force that we try to capture our destiny in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, power, and ruler of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. Sign against the purposes of God for our lives, our family, our church, our city, our nation. We bind every destiny thief. We bind every destiny parent and destiny devourer in the name of Jesus. They have this tune and dismantle in Jesus' name. We declare they have no influence over our days. Every curse sent against our day is born and broken and rendered powerless and sent to the cross of Jesus Christ. We displace the Luciferian spirit. We bind every false light bearer in the name of Jesus. Our prayers will disrupt dark plans and give our enemies a non-prosperous day. We have victory over our enemies every day. Our day will prosper. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us get ready to take the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We will not keep you long after the Holy Communion. Hallelujah. We say a prayer and then hallelujah it is. Then we let you go until this evening at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Get your Holy Communion ready in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. joyous. It was there by faith I received my life, and now I am happy for the day. Somebody know what I'm talking about? At the cross.
Greatness is in his name. Power is in his word. May the blessings of this table strengthen our faith, increase our generosity, and unify our hearts. For we pray this in the name of Jesus, the risen one. O present Spirit, help us recognize the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread. Feed the world with this bread. Bring it joy with this wine. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we recognize that we have a covenant with you, a covenant that was ratified by the shed blood of Jesus at Calvary. Because of the fact that Jesus body was broken for us and that his blood was shed in our behalf, we acknowledge that he bore sin, sickness, diseases, sorrow, grief, fear, torment, unforgiveness, strife, and lack for us. Through his sacrifice, we have complete redemption, total deliverance from the works of Satan. As new creations in Jesus Christ, we realize our freedom has been bought and paid for, are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we give thanks for it all. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us get proceed to the Holy Communion. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup and he had supped, saying, this cup It's the New Testament in my blood. Just do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice. It represents the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Communion. Receive all the benefits and the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing and wholeness and for you to strengthen our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we pray that the Holy Communion will move through our bodies and take everything that is not of God from in our bodies, everything that God did not ordain to be anything, any cell that is messed up. Let the Holy Communion flush those things. We pray, Lord, for regeneration of cells, new cells, oh God, in our bodies, new tissues, new organs, in the name of Jesus, to make us whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, every sickness and disease we uproot through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We pray for relationships to be healing for the body, oh God, healing of marriages in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray for healing of our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that restoration will come unto them. We pray, Father God, for salvation for those who do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior, in the name of Jesus, in our families. We pray, Father God, for your grace is sufficient for us. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come into your presence, into this service in the name of Jesus. We claim all the blessings of the Sabbath day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every blessing that you have released upon the Sabbath, reclaim the blessings, the glory. Let the Sabbath day glory rest upon us, oh God. Let the Sabbath day glory rest upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the Sabbath day glory rest upon our children, rest upon our spouses, rest upon us, oh God. Grandchildren, the Sabbath day glory, let it rest, that glory. Let it rest, your glory. Let it rest upon our finances, our businesses, our homes. The Sabbath day glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let it rest upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for the offering for the Sabbath day. Release the blood of Jesus upon the offering in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Any plan of the enemy sent against this ministry, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness, every incantation, every evil, negative word spoken. We destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us and then he that is in the world. So we destroy works of darkness. We destroy in the name of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. Let your glory, the Sabbath glory, the Sabbath glory, the Sabbath glory rest upon us. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Holy Communion service as we continue to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the ministry. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you. We love you and appreciate you. Thank you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.